I like this hotel better.
I've had a way better orgasm at this hotel than the Hilton.
Me too. I think it's just the ambiance of this hotel. It makes you so relaxed.
It's got a spa. And there's massages.
I know. I had one.
And that's why we're talking this way.
Guardians of the Geekery, episode 20 from...
B
from Common Carolinas with Valentine Wolf and...
Joey the Giddy Acre.
Tenacious T.
Hello.
Carol the Cat.
Yeah.
Matt Starnslord. And Valentine Wolf. Are you going to go right
Sarah
into
Bracton. Yes. Bracton. Yes, Bracton. I know. Yeah. I had a massage at this hotel, and now I can't say Braxton's name.
I had a massage.
Actually, the chair massage downstairs. I recommend it.
But without further ado, we're going to go right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions where you can answer with a single word or phrase. No explanations necessary.
Can we jump right back in for the hotel real quick? I got to say, we like the free breakfast as a touring band. Free food. Oh, my God. It's what we will do for free food.
And that reception in the afternoon.
We have played this for the hotel.
That's right.
Well, we did not, but if people were like, hey, we'll feed you for free, we're like... How long do you want us to play then?
Embassy Suites Concord. It's your hotel.
The future.
Emotional consideration. All right, rapid fire response
round. All right, here we go. Black or blacker?
Blacker.
Shelley or Stoker?
Stoker? Sarah, you got to jump in.
Stoker.
Stoker.
Favorite bassist?
Steve Harris.
If you didn't play bass, what instrument would you play?
Bass.
Munsters of the Addams Family.
Addams Family.
Singer Voltaire versus writer Voltaire.
Ooh.
They're both good.
They're both so good. Well, yeah, that's a coin flip.
Okay. That was politically correct.
No, they're both awesome.
What's your favorite mode of public transportation?
Okay, downtown Greenville has a trolley. And it's free, and it goes, like, through Main Street and everything, and it sounds, like, weird to say the downtown Greenville trolley, but the downtown Greenville trolley is awesome.
It really is fun.
Right on.
And if you were trapped on an island with a battery, solar-powered, charged iPad, what book would you preload? And you can both answer.
I would do all of George R. R. Martin's books, because they would last for a long time.
I'm trying to like think through like what's on my actual iPad.
That's assuming I'm going to be trapped for a long time. What if I'm only trapped for
an hour?
You'd
be in trouble. What album would you put on there?
Maybe Nightwish's new album, Endless Forms, Most Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
You were in Garcia Fonz's solo, the Merciful concert. Moving. An hour of solo double bass playing.
Nice.
That's how we roll.
What movie would you put on there?
At the moment, let's see. The Woman in Black, for me. I love that movie so much.
I would load up on new movies that I haven't seen yet, like Mad Max. I really want to see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
And what video game?
Oh, Skyrim. No question. I'm like waiting to yell, like, Hail General Tully, said Michael Hogan. Like, I'm, you know, for the Empire! Because, I mean, people are like, Battlestar Galactic. I'm like, man, I've had more imaginary arguments with that man. I mean, the voice acting in Skyrim is amazing anyway, and he just crushed it. So, you know, I mean, love, mad props to Battlestar Galactic, but man, I was like, that's one of the voices of Skyrim.
Yeah. And for you?
I would load Luminous because I could spend hours playing that game and not get bored.
Well, there you go. Perfect. And you survived the rapid fire response round. Yay! So, who are you and why the heck are you here?
We are Valentine Wolf. My name is Sarah, and this is Braxton, of course. We're from Greenville, South Carolina, and we do Victorian chamber metal. It's just the two of us. It's very gothic. It's very metal, but it's just the two of us. There's no drummer. We do all of the drums and all of the backing tracks ourselves because we're very interested in computer music. And he does a lot of different layers on his bass. I'll let you talk about the layers.
I think if they don't know, Sarah is the singer of the band, so it's like female-fronted gothic metal. And I play an electric upright bass, which is just like the big double bass you have in the orchestra, but I run it through distortion and all kinds of fun, really cool effects to do this really, for me, it's like exploring a sound world on the double bass. And usually if people have never heard us and they've not heard like any of the European metal bands we're into, we say it's like a cross between Evanescence and Apocalyptica. And that usually gets heads nodding. If people are like, well, I'm really into metal, then it's closer to Nightwish, I think. So it's got a more, operatic voice. So so it's gothic metal, dark ambient music is what I would say. It's if you're, you know, if you're into like old school goth bands like Sisters of Mercy, but you also like the metal side, I think you'd like this. If you like certain kinds of metal, again, you know, Maiden, Priest, Sabbath, of course. Not very much. We're fans of thrash metal, but I don't hear tons of. I guess I do hear some Metallica. I definitely hear some Slayer in our sound, just because I love Slayer. So it kind of gets in there a little bit, but it doesn't sound like that, if that makes sense. So we go. Cons seem to be a great fit. The people at cons have enough esoteric music taste. I think they really kind of respond to what we're doing, so we love coming. And this is Con Carolina's is very, very special to us, because this was the first con that said, yeah, sure, we'll let you come play. And it's sort of like,
and when was that?
That was, I guess, 08, 09, something like that.
Yeah, it was like my second or third year programming director,
and it's just,
and I was let's get these guys.
Thank you. You're the one to blame.
Yeah,
I am the one to blame, because I was like, no, sign them.
And you know, this con is like, as long as they will put up with us, we'll keep coming back, because it's awesome, and we love everybody.
We have so much fun at this con, really, and I am definitely liking the new hotel.
In case no one knew.
Just to reiterate, she said she liked the hotel.
Embassy Suites Concord. It's your hotel.
Nice. Maybe you'll hear this and I'll get like a gig out of this.
That would be awesome. Or a sponsorship for the podcast. We'll take that.
We'll take that too.
So 2008 was your first con. When did you guys start performing as Valentine Wolf?
2006. But then we did a couple shows in Athens, Georgia. That's where we were living. He was finishing up his doctoral degree in double bass performance. Yes, you can get one of those. And,
wow.
And that's where we met.
Braxton?
Met at the University of Georgia. I was getting a master's in music composition, and he was getting a doctoral degree in double bass performance. And we started doing some shows in 2006, and then he got the job with the Greenville Symphony as the education director. So we moved up to Greenville from Athens, Greenville, South Carolina, in 2007. And then we did not do as many shows in 2007, but then we started doing them.
Actually, I remember our first Con Carolina was 2009. I remember exactly, because we had moved to Greenville. We kind of went on a hiatus and everything, and then we decided to do a demo. We did a 5-song EP called 5 Nocturnes. And I remember that was what we brought up here to sell, and 5 Nocturnes came out in 2009. We were working on it, recording it, trying to see if we could get something down. And
you have a good memory.
Well, and then we did the we looked at the price to kind of do a short run of that, to have it mastered and all that. And I think we put like $200-$300 into the album. It was really super cheap, but it went really well. I think we didn't have a table that year, because I think by the time we got around to emailing you guys and asking, the table spaces were sold out, but we still sold like 20 CDs. And like, for nobody to have heard of us, like our first time playing in Charlotte ever, we were pretty stoked about that.
Oh yeah,
it was very exciting.
Yeah, and you recently did a project about Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, that was the album that we did before this one, and we did a Kickstarter for it, and it was totally exciting because Kickstarter featured us as the project of the day, and so that really helped get a lot of people interested in it. And we worked with an artist that I had gone to school with in Athens, Georgia, and he still lives in Athens, Georgia. His name is Jacob Wenska, and he did the art for us because we did a graphic novel with him.
Yeah.
He did really good on that. And he helped us with our art for our newest CD as well, The Nightingale.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He's very good.
Yeah. And so your original was based on the poems of Edgar Allan Poe, but there's stuff that you composed and wrote.
Yeah, we based the songs on some of his poems and some of his short stories. And so with some of the poems, we just set the words exactly as he wrote them. We did that for The Bells and The Assignation. But then with Annabelle Lee, we wanted to change the words a little because we really wanted to incorporate his personal story with Virginia into that song. So I took some of his words from the letters that he wrote to Virginia when he was courting her. And so that's part of the song as well. So we didn't use the exact poem for Annabelle Lee, but we did for The Bells and The Assignation and The Lake and Lygia. And then we also did The Telltale Heart and The Mask of the Red Death. And so, of course, we paraphrased for those because it would be too long to say the whole short story.
And one of the things in Annabelle Lee that I'm the proudest of is it's like this really great example of musical symbolism and everything. You know, if you know the tune, and I know some of the people here do, the verse where the drums basically drop out and go down, and the bass sound stops being this distorted metal texture, and it's very drawing room string quartet thing. And we had a funny story about that because when Sarah, that's the "Let Me Have Under Her Own Hand" line in the song, I remember looking at lyrics, I was like, we're saying "but" quite a bit here, can we change that? And she's like, that's one of Edgar Allan Poe's letters.
I was like, no, he wrote that. Like, you can't just change his words. You can't make it better than he already said it.
And I'm like, okay, we can't edit that. But it's a cool thing because, like, when it breaks down there, that's an example that's from his actual letter. So we're quoting him that way, too. So there's, and then there's, like, a whole concept album backstory that, you know, Annabelle Lee was sort of a departure point for, that we kind of use these songs to not really tell the story in a narrative sense, but, you know, kind of set the atmosphere. And there's a graphic novel we put out with it, and it kind of brings
And you use images from that graphic novel in your performances, so yeah, people can actually get that whole feel of the marriage of the lyrics, Edgar Allan Poe's words, your music, and the graphics all together. So it's really an experience.
We like multimedia, and we like experience. Oh, we like doing, like, making the live show a live experience. I think
that's why we're so excited about having you on our stage for Monster Mash, because
we are super excited about
it. I'm so excited. Because I think that it's the perfect theme, because it's the classic monsters, and you, what was it, Contemporal that we saw?
Yeah.
Where you did the marriage, and you had the voiceover work done by podcasting's Rich Siegfried, as well as the images of some of the classic horror movies, and then the music on top of that, and that was just amazing as well. So we're very excited to have you there. I know you didn't get to make last year's Geek Gala to see what it's like, but it's going to be a whole new experience this year anyway. So
October is generally a pretty busy month for us.
Yes,
if you're a gothic band and all that stuff.
We've
always been crushed that we couldn't make it up there. So, but again, that's the thing. It's like, we really want Valentine Wolf to come to our event. Well, then book us, because A, we'll do it. and I mean, that's, you know, how'd you get him to do that? Well, we asked them.
Yeah.
And then
free breakfast.
The embassy suites.
So what was on the breakfast buffet, just out of curiosity?
Oh, such good stuff.
Bacon.
Lots of bacon
for the win. Yeah.
And then lots of really nice fresh fruit too.
Yeah. And they have an olive bar.
They peel the oranges for you.
Yeah. Not just slice them up into little chunks or, you know, wedges. But they also have an omelet bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an omelet bar. I did not get an omelet, but those looked really good too. Tomorrow. I just had the scrambled eggs.
This is what I'm thinking. Because we're not that far away, so we did not stay in the hotel because, hey, we just moved.
$15.
That's it? Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do more for Sunday, though.
I don't know.
So, well, this will require research.
I'm not staying here either. I came in for it. I live in the area.
Yeah.
I was like, I want breakfast. $15. Okay.
Yeah, I can believe that it would be expensive because it is a really nice buffet and there's tons of food in there and you can have as much as you want. So I pigged out a little.
So when you come to Con Carolinas next year, those of you listening to the podcast, make sure to actually stay at the hotel so you get the free breakfast.
Hopefully we'll be here at the NBC Suites again.
It'll be kind of a toss-up. Pay the nightly rate to get free food or just come and pay $15 and not.
Well, see, but the rooms are awesome.
Yes, yes, and then you can come to all of them.
Tell us about the rooms.
It's like a small mini suite.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a refrigerator, microwave.
Yeah.
Invite friends.
Did you have a better own?
I wonder if that's why they call it. I wonder if that's why they call it Embassy Suites, because all the rooms are suites.
Yes, that's probably why.
Just a thought.
I like how. So, out of curiosity, when you guys met each other, or did you guys previously have a lot of gothic love for like Poe and things like that, or did it kind of springboard from meeting each other?
Yeah.
I'd say definitely the former.
Yeah.
So how did you meet?
He was standing in line to talk to one of the, it was at the school, the University of Georgia, and I guess we were standing in line for something, I guess, to talk to one of the admissions counselors or...
The graduate coordinator.
Graduate coordinator, yeah. And he thought that he would make a big impression on me by letting me go first in line.
It did not work at all. She has no idea who I am.
and then we met, and I told him, you have to be in a band with me. And he said, no, I don't want to. I've been in bands before. It never ends well.
Well, we were dating at this point. It wasn't like a prerequisite for us to date. We'd been together maybe 2-3 years, and Sarah was like, well, I think we should start a band. And I was like, well, I think we should just break up now, I guess.
Because, we don't want to go through the heartache.
Because that's what will happen. And I was like, you know, I've been in bands, you know, even when getting a record deal was something that one could aspire to, it still sucked, you know? And I was like, we see how big of an impression I made on her. We see how well my argument of let's not be in a band worked.
No, I listen to you sometimes. So,
well, the story I will tell, this is like, she's awesome at manipulation. The way she got me to be in a band was... You know, I was like, look, it's just not going to work. Being in a band sucks, you know. And just the two of us, how's that going to work?
So I wrote a bunch of songs anyway.
Yeah. And then one day she's like, so I've been working on these songs here. Maybe you could, you know, take a listen to some of them. And, you know, just... And I'm like, well, for what? She's like, well, you know, just maybe mixing and maybe there's some bass stuff. You know, I don't know. You don't have to do anything. But just, they're here. And I'm like, we'll hit play. Let's see what they're like. I don't really have time. I don't really want to do that. You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, just this is what I got. So she's playing them for me, and I'm like, well, you know what? If we went to the course earlier here, put a drum fill there. Like, let's bring up the bass and, like, you
know. Inspired you.
Like, 3 weeks later, I realized we'd been in a band for 2 weeks.
I'm curious, did this conversation happen at a buffet at Embassy Suites?
He definitely was like, yes, right away. But had I been able to be more relaxed in one of the luxurious and spacious rooms here, I'm sure I would have been in a much better
frame. She could have said, here's some lyrics and some bacon. Available at the buffet. Stay at the Embassy Suites.
I think that's how we're gonna write our next time. Here's some lyrics and some bacon.
Come and sing a song with me.
That's the title of next album.
Yeah, but we're gonna. It's gonna be dark. Dark bacon. The bacon of the onion. Seriously evil bacon. I'd actually listen.
I would listen to that. Seriously, Evil Piggy. That would catch my eye in a record store.
Pork and potions.
Very cool.
So, we know you're performing here at Con Carolinas this weekend. Where are you performing next?
Congregate.
Yeah, I think
in July. Will be the next one.
We've got Nightingale, A Gothic Fairy Tale, it's the new record. We also kickstarted that, so we're 3 for 3 with our Kickstarters. We're pretty proud of that. We try to, you know, make them easy to participate in. We try to really be upfront about what we're going to do with the money. We try to keep the cost as low as we possibly can. One of the rewards we had this time we're always astonished when, like, it's always hard to think of, like, the high-level rewards because we're like, no one's got this kind of cash. And we put them out there thinking we'll have maybe 2, maybe 3 people, and it never turns out that way. what we offered this time for Nightingale, we're doing a project called Nightingale Songbook, where somebody could name, it had to be a classical piece of music that we would recompose and use it sort of as a basis to write like a whole brand new song. We've got like 11 of them. We've got to crank out.
Oh my gosh. You didn't limit?
It was $100. So we were thinking.
So that's what we'll be working on this summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, though, because we've got some really interesting choices that people have made. So we're excited to do that.
But you also have participated in our Indiegogo fund.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Braxton, Save the Geek
Yama. Yes. Braxton has offered to insult your favorite fandom.
I feel kind of weird about that because, I mean, on the one hand, like, I get super grumpy and judgmental, especially in the morning.
Before coffee.
And bacon.
And but, like, I just read Amanda Palmer's new book, and I'm feeling, like, all positive and warm and fuzzy, so I've been thinking, like, how am I going to do this?
But curse just, you, Amanda Palmer.
Push you off by
yeah. Well, no, but at the same time, you know, it's very easy, because, you know, you have Valentine Wolf, you have this so-called metal band, like, right, because they don't even have a guitarist. I think that, you know, the dude in that band, you know, he plays bass, and it's like, he's a wannabe guitarist, right? I mean, it's all distorted and everything. There's not a drummer on stage. That's fake. I mean, lame. So there's no drummer, there's no guitarist, but they're a metal band. Of course you are. It's just the most ridiculous, awful, oh, and they're classically trained. Like you need to do that for heavy metal. It's ridiculous. I cannot believe anybody would listen to that band. They're super horrible. And, like, the singer, I mean, she's got this opera thing, and she's actually pretty good, actually.
Wise man.
If you're going to go see that band, I mean, you know, come for the hot goth girl singer.
I'm sitting right here, you know.
Because that part worked. They got that part right.
My favorite description.
That's pretty
of
much
Sarah.
What I'm going to try to do. And I'm going to try not to be super mean about it for everybody. Yeah. But I'm still going to.
That's awesome.
I'm still going to throw some stuff over the bus.
My favorite description of Sarah, because it's how I see her every time I see her walking the halls in Con Carolina, was one you had said where it's like she's just gliding along with little bats flying behind her.
Nice.
I'm like, that's so beautiful and goth.
I'm going to have to figure out how to make that costume.
Yeah, I know.
A little veil of bats just flying by.
I know. You should totally have like this like ethereal cape with little bats on it that just floats behind you.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. And you do little fish wires. So they can it has to happen now.
Yeah.
We must do it. We'll figure out a way to hang little bats from the stage so they can just bounce around to the bass as it's going boom, boom, boom. As you're thrashing your hair.
Exactly.
And then your hair will get caught in one of the bats. And
yeah.
We'll have to have another Kickstarter to save the geek out because to save Braxton's hair because we have to cut it all off.
No.
Metal band. Dude doesn't even have long hair. That's how I knew. Like, people are like, how do you know 90s metal sucks? That's why. I mean, like, when all the metal bands cut their hair. And Maiden, other than Bruce, because, well, he has another day job, but, like, Steve Harris never cut his hair. Up the irons.
And you could have him say similar stuff about you if you go to Indiegogo's for Geek Gala.
Well,
I think we're about done. Yeah. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us where we can find you on the interwebs and social media.
ValentineWolf.com. Remember to spell Wolf with an E, so it's ValentineWolf.com. We also have a Facebook page, a Twitter, Instagram,
a YouTube channel, and we're on Bandcamp, and that is
you can
super
listen
great.
To the entire new album of The Nightingale on Bandcamp
for
wow.
free.
Yeah,
you can stream it for free.
Then you can buy it if you want it, but you can listen to the whole thing for free.
There's tons of our music online. It's really easy to hear the band. It's really easy to see the band. And, you know, if you check us out and if you like what you hear, if Victorian chamber metal sounds like something you may be into or wanting to hear more of, you know, please, you know, feel free to share the music, share the link and all that good stuff. That's really... Mikey Mason just said that at his show, and I think he's coming up after us, and it's... All these indie bands, that is the absolute best thing you can do for us.
Because we don't have a marketing team, so
yeah.
Anytime people can help us out by talking about us or sharing our links, is a huge help.
When we saw on our, we were looking at our web stats and everything, we saw that like people are coming to our website by Googling Valentine Wolf Torrent. We were like, ah, yes, people care. We were super stoked. So don't feel like you're keeping us away from the gold-plated, you know, Shark Tank hot tub. Which I understand they'll be adding for 2016 at the MSC Suite.
Oh boy. And with that, I'm Giddy Geeker.
Matt Starslord.
Carol the Cat.
Tenacious T.
And Valentine Wolf. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.